Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. Today is Friday, November 22nd, 2013. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. The Sitka School Board is revising its capital funding request for the coming year in the hope of finding some money in an unfriendly legislative environment. The board held a work session earlier this week. Because of bad weather and scheduling conflicts, only President Lon Garrison and member Jen Robinson were present for the board. However, Superintendent Steve Bradshaw and most of his administrative team appeared, all expressing a strong preference for additional money to support the transition to Alaska's version of the Common Core standards. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Bradshaw described the problem in very clear terms.
I don't see any way without cutting more positions of purchasing material.
Complying with the state Common Core standards means curriculum materials will consist both of new textbooks and increased digital bandwidth for teaching and testing. Bradshaw said the district would also require more days to train teachers in the new curriculum and more days to work with teachers on the new evaluation process they'll be subject to. The new state standards go into effect for school districts next year, and school boards like Sitka's are working to find a way to pay to implement them. At the district's last regular meeting, Bradshaw estimated the cost to adopt the new standards, develop online testing tools, and evaluate teachers to be several $100,000. This is a different funding tack for Sitka schools, which has typically asked the state for large capital projects unrelated to academics, like building renovations and new ball fields. At the top of last year's priority list, for example, was a complete overhaul of the Lower Molar Field track and field complex at a cost of over $6 million. That request has been set aside for now. The Republican-led education committees in both chambers of the Alaska legislature have been openly critical of excessive spending for public education. Board President Lon Garrison has been active on the district's lobbying team over the last several years. He thought it was important to scale back.
I really kind of tried to take a different slant on this, away from the major capital projects, which we've focused on in the past, to trying to focus on, given the political reality of where we're at, given everything that we have in front of us to do, what are the items that I think, you know, would make sense to ask the legislature to help us with.
Garrison ran through a list of small-scale projects like high-efficiency lighting and fish to schools that he thought might win approval of legislators, but the school administrators present wanted to focus on curriculum and staff development to meet the state's new standards. Jen Robinson, the only other board member present, agreed that academic achievement should be the top priority. She and Garrison included some smaller construction projects, such as new playground equipment at Kikugushihin, on their list. They also decided to renew their standing request to the legislature to increase the amount of money it contributes per pupil to districts statewide. The district's list of capital priorities for 2014 will not be official until it is voted on by the full board at its next regular meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
A former Apple executive thinks providing every student in Alaska with a tablet computer is possible in the near future with enough funding. Bob Wicker used to work in education development for Apple Computer. Now he's the director of the Alaska Association of School Boards Consortium for Digital Learning, or CDL. Wicker outlined a strategy for the so-called one-to-one digital initiative for the Sitka Chamber of Commerce this week. KCAW's Emily Foreman has the story.
Wicker's roots in Silicon Valley were evident throughout his presentation, which was peppered with terms like beta, and through the live demos of e-readers.
So what we've done with this book is we've gone through, we've got Shelley Gill to write it. She's a whale biologist. And then we've added narration to it.
To chew or not to chew. If you live near any ocean, you have whales living
so
next
that,
door.
That helps kids whales as they're mammals, reading this book to kind of get where the,
and when they're younger
you
born,
know, what the words are, where it goes. We've also made it so that it can change into different levels of reading. So this would be for an earlier reader, but it's in the same content. So teachers can be using this with a broad range of kids within their classroom.
Whales live next.
Wicker says it's not just about supplying the devices. Results depend on the content and creative ways teachers can craft lesson plans using the devices. He says interactive digital content allows teachers to cater their lessons to a broad range of students.
It's about the cheapest way to change education there is. If I wanted to really make things happen, and I wanted to get to a teacher ratio that would really change things, I would have to dramatically change the structure of my school to get there.
A $5 million state legislative grant started the initiative in 2004. Wicker says that in order for the one-to-one initiative to realize its full potential, it needs a total of $15.6 million from the state and a $9.6 million match from local districts, allocated over 4 years. Nevertheless, Wicker says over 140 school sites across the state practice a preliminary version of a one-to-one at a cost of $200 per student, with the state contributing $120 and local district $80. He says teachers report positive changes.
So we've had these one-to-one projects out and about for a while. And in our CDL districts across the state, we get teachers reporting from us that student engagement is up, attendance is up, behavior is down. We also see that student achievement can really be affected, and this was an iPad project across 9 districts in 2011, and it was aimed at literacy, and we saw a doubling of expected gains in literacy by all students, and for those students who were 2.5 years behind in reading, we actually saw that those scores triple. So I'm not saying that's going to happen with a one-to-one. I mean, we're not guaranteed this. But it's looking like there's something going on.
Sitka School District Superintendent Steve Bradshaw thinks the initiative is appealing because of the cost of replacing outdated textbooks. He believes a digital curriculum could dramatically reduce costs.
You hear more conversation about the fact that we're going to have to change almost 100% of our curriculum materials over the next 24 to 36 months because of the new Common Core standards. That's expensive. I've thrown out numbers anywhere between $250,000 to $500,000 per curriculum subject material or matter. So I have hopes that this is some way that we can get that material in a less expensive fashion.
Sitka School Board President Lon Garrison emphasized that $28 million statewide is already being spent on technology in the classroom. While the one-to-one initiative would require additional funding, Garrison feels that if it satisfies schools' technology needs and increases student engagement and performance, districts should be free to reallocate the existing budget. But in order for many schools to fully participate, they need bandwidth. Sitka School Board is considering a capital request to the legislature this year to increase bandwidth, primarily to meet the state's new requirements for online testing. That additional capacity, if the legislature funds it, might make the one-to-one initiative a reality in Sitka. This is Emily Foreman reporting in Sitka.
A Southeast Native Corporation CEO was one of a dozen Native leaders who met with President Obama as part of the recent White House Tribal Nations Conference. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Chris McNeil Jr. is President and Chief Executive Officer for Sea Alaska, the regional Native corporation for Southeast. He and 11 tribal leaders from around the country met with the President to talk about creating jobs and sustainable economic development. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell and other administrative staffers also attended. McNeil, the only Alaska representative, says he told Obama that federal subsistence rules are not working as they should.
Alaska Natives are not able to participate fully in the preference as it stands today, and that the regulations really need a revamping.
McNeil says traditional hunting, fishing, and gathering are part of Alaska's economy, and rule changes could help them grow. He told officials subsistence is also an important part of the state's food security system. Sea Alaska CEO says he also pushed for changes in what's called the 8A program. Alaska Native corporations use it to win federal contracts without competing against other businesses. They can also partner with non-Native companies. It's been controversial, with calls to rein it in or shut it down. McNeil says it's an important part of Alaska's economy and employs Natives and non-Natives alike.
And our view is that the administration can still reformulate its regulatory emphasis to be able to make that program work much better within existing law.
He says Obama asked well-informed questions, but most of the time was taken by Native leaders proposing economic development plans. While McNeil represented Juneau-headquartered Sea Alaska, he lives in Washington State. He plans to retire in 2014 after about a dozen years heading the corporation. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Ketchikan.
And that's all for Raven News for this morning. It's 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka, where it is 51 degrees and it is raining slightly. You can expect rain heavy at times today, continuing overnight. Rainfall amounts between 1/2 and 3/4 of an inch. Southeast to south winds 25 to 35 miles per hour with higher gusts in exposed areas. The sun is rising as we speak at 7:59. It will set at 3:37 this afternoon. That's a total of 7 hours and 37 minutes of daylight and a loss of 3 minutes and 30 seconds over yesterday. Coming up at 10:56, we'll have a 4.6-foot low tide, followed by a 7.9-foot high tide at 4:28 and a 1.9-foot low tide at 11:11 tonight. The monthly Babies and Books program at Kettleson Library will be held 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. All children to age 3 and their parents, caretakers, and siblings are welcome to attend. On Sunday, Sitka Folk and the Greater Sitka Arts Council are hosting a benefit open mic at the Larkspur Cafe that starts at 6:30 p.m. Call Ted Howard, 747-5482. Coming up tomorrow at 8 a.m., the University of Alaska will offer first aid CPR training. Call 747-7762 for details about that. We're going to rejoin National Public Radio. Have a great morning.